it was big. Obviously, I've been waiting a year and a half for it, and finally got it, so I can take the monkey off my back and try to get another one soon.
We haven't heard anybody really talk a lot about Mark Sanchez.
I think that we're definitely not sleeping on him. We know that what he's capable of doing. We saw what he did the other night, and especially with the weapons around him, he's capable of doing anything.
Jeremy Maclin, what type of a receiver is he when you look at the tape?
Quick guy, shot guy. He goes up top and he's fast. He'll catch the ball, and also on the screens, bubbles, now anything like that, you got to get him down, or else you're gonna break in and run for 80 yards. Doesn't matter.
A lot of different characters on the Eagles' offense, but how similar does their tape from this year look to what you guys saw last year?
They have some similar guys, speedy, quick receivers. They don't have Deshaun this year, but they still have some guys that can very explosive. Sproles in the backfield, he's just. They try to put him on linebackers to make it a mismatch, but he does a good job, and he gets open, get him in space to create some open yak yards after the catch. So, and then with McCoy, he's just quick. I got a gang tackle with him.
How much does having faced this type of offense that speeds it up so much and will change the formations and will go, unbalanced, how much does having seen it last year help you this year?
A lot, because we watched that tape and see what they did good against us and try to correct that in practice because, offensive coordinators, just like defense coordinators, they come back to stuff, and we know they're going to come back to that.
How much does it help to face Aaron Rodgers in that
upbeat? We training camp, 2-minute drills every day in practice, and then we work on it, so. Getting the signaling down from the sideline, getting the communication and stuff like that is going to be big.
Coach McCarthy mentioned it earlier this week in practice. I wonder if you noticed it or if it's something that a lot of teams do and we just don't notice it. He was saying, there was a time last year where they snuck like an unbalanced line out there during the hurry up and caught you guys off guard. Is that something that the Eagles are known for? Does everybody kind of do that sometimes?
I think the hurry up offense is hard for the guys up in the box. They're going so quick and running guys on off the field. You can't really tell what personnel they're in. And so that, therefore, if we're getting that late, we're getting the calls late, and it kind of is a hassle. So, I think the big thing that we did last year was just leave the defense out there, not even worry about what personnel they're in, and try to adjust defensively to what they had. So I think that I can't tell you we're going to be doing that or not, but I know that it worked a little bit last year.
Who do those adjustments fall on, Burnett and AJ Hawk, maybe more than anybody else? Or
I think it's definitely on whoever's out there. If they come out with three receivers and we're a nickel, and that's obviously something we plan on. But if they bring out two tight ends and two receivers, the nickel's going to have to adjust to that, get on a tight end, and move from there.